You know, this kind of music, it kind of sounds like driving music a little bit. You know, we've been, ever since we got to the break, we've been talking cars. So,
and you were right. I have to give you points.
Okay. Your mind only once, but there it is.
well, it's so infrequent that you're right, except extreme right. The Dodge Omni was correct. Yeah, that was the car I was thinking of.
We were talking at the time, what was it, Volkswagen was doing some work for Dodge. And
Volkswagen, I reconfirmed, is spending $7 billion to build a plant, to build a small SUV here.
Okay. Did you find out where they were building that plant? I'm curious.
It didn't say.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were going to do that next to their current facilities or someplace new or what they were doing. So we'll have to figure that one out sometime. Yeah. Tell you what, right now, though, we'd like to figure out, because Tom's been waiting so patiently. He's been on the phone for a while. So, Tom, you're with us now. Go right ahead. We're talking cars.
Oh, yes. I have owned two Pontiacs, and I presently own a Buick. And, frankly, the Pontiacs that I had were nothing but a headache.
Oh, okay.
I had mechanical difficulties with them continually. I was constantly repairing them. The Buick, on the other hand, has 246,000 miles on it. I drive it every day back and forth to work. I drive all the way from Grand Junction to the east side of Kalamazoo. Last year, my wife and I drove it down to Phoenix and back. Didn't miss a beat.
Okay.
And I have to say the quality of Buick is outstanding.
Well, Tom, if you don't mind my asking, what was the year of your Pontiacs? Just out of curiosity.
Well, the first one was, it's been a while since I've owned them. I mean,
you tend to forget. I get it, but
One was a 80, the other one was an 84.
Oh, okay.
The Buick I have is a 2001.
All right.
But I've talked to other people that have had more recent Pontiacs, the Sunfire, for instance, and they've been very dissatisfied with the engine in that.
Well, I got to say, because I actually owned a Pontiac for probably about 10 years and had very little complaint with it. Granted, towards the end, we kind of had those problems that older cars get, but it was a 98 Grand Am. It was very reliable. I enjoyed owning it. So.
I think certain models make the difference. The one that I had last was it was a Pontiac 6000 LE station wagon, and it was nothing but trouble.
Mm.
Yeah. By the way, as far as road blockages, the railroad crossing on Drake near, I think it's KL, or the one that goes to the college anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That is... got the gates across. I actually, and people were getting impatient, finally driving around. I actually saw a school bus go around the guard.
Wow.
Just now. So it's been a long time. Traffic's back way up.
There was no police officer there instructing the bus to pass?
No.
Interesting.
No. It's just that everybody was getting impatient. Finally, it even drove around, along with a whole bunch of cars. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I watched it go around. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
This isn't good.
That catches you off guard, sure.
Bad. This is bad.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you calling in, and particularly with that traffic tip, because I know there's going to be some people who want to avoid that area.
Yeah.
We're doing Michael's job in informing people of the traffic. He's on the phone.
Well, I thought I better mention it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. You know, Tom bypassed Michael and went straight to us.
Right.
I guess. So,
well,
you know,
you want to go to the first string.
I guess.
Well, I saw the traffic problem after I spoke with Michael.
We were just pumping up our own self-importance here. So,
yeah.
I saw that happen during the news. So.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. I had a Pontiac Vibe that I drove for years, and a very reliable car.
You know, we considered a Pontiac Vibe at one point. Didn't end up buying it. Bought something else instead at the time, but. Not for lack of enjoying Pontiac. I mean, you know, we like I said, we had the one for a decade, and it was a very reliable car. So.
Well, I like buying used cars because they're less expensive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Pontiac Vibe, even though it is the same car as a Toyota Matrix, mm-hmm. was $500 to $700 less expensive because of the name that was on it.
Sure.
And my frugal ancestors, bargain!
And why not? You know, why not? All right. Tell you what. Let's head for the phones here. You got Liz on the line. Liz, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to brag about the Pontiac that I owned. I purchased a Pontiac in 1969. It was the Custom S. You're familiar with the Le Mans, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the sport model, and the Custom S had the bench seat. I drove that car for 18 years.
No major repairs?
No major repairs.
Hmm.
No, well, I was very vigilant. I mean, did oil and filter change every 3,000 miles back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we've been in Portage now 28 years. I'm from Chicago, so the weather is the same.
Yeah.
In winter, I would, you know, drive by the self car wash and rinse off the salt. I mean, the body was in excellent shape. A little rust around the rear wheel wells, that was it.
Mm.
And the upholstery was fine, except by the driver's side. You know when you sit, how it makes that little crease on the side of the upholstery?
Mm-hmm.
A slight crack there, but the seats and everything was perfect. I sold it in 1998. The bumper was as shiny as the day I bought it.
Wow.
I probably should have taken that off and sold that for $2,000. I was telling a gentleman that answered the phone when I called. I never, ever waxed that car. But in winter, I would always get the salt off because, you know, Chicago's much like here.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I drove it for 18 years. It was sitting in the garage here in Michigan for 3 years. I never changed the gas, never did anything. I sold it to a gentleman, and I said, you're probably going to have to tow it. I doubt it's going to start. He goes, no, we'll get it to start. He jumped the battery and drove that thing out of here.
Wow.
With three-year-old gas in it, huh?
I hadn't driven it because I couldn't get it started, and I had another vehicle, so it was just... my sister-in-law used to tease me, one day I'm going to come and visit you, and there's going to be a pile of green dust on your garage floor. But it ran. It absolutely ran.
That's...
I still have the receipt when I bought it, $2,908.
Wow. Could we go back to those kind of cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Then the gentleman says, do you want mats? And I'm like, well, how much are they? And that was when the mats went totally across.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Separate mass, they went across the hump in the car and everything. He's like, $30. We know in 69, $30 was a lot of money. And I was debating. I was like, yeah, well, okay, I guess so. The mass didn't even have any wear marking when I sold them. You know where you put your heel and you hit the gas and the brake?
Wow.
Looked brand new, huh?
It looked brand new.
Huh.
They just don't make cars like they used to anybody, I think.
Well, you know, at 18 years, you were just 2 years from being able to get an antique license for it.
Oh.
20-year-old cars.
Goes from the daily driver to the show vehicle, of course.
Yeah, I'm working on that in my present car. I'm hoping to put an antique plate on it before I go.
So 20-year-old car is considered antique?
Yeah. At 20 years old, a car is eligible for the antique license plate.
Roger, where were you when I needed you?
I wish more women would tell me that. But
information. It's unbelievable.
Thanks, Liz.
Appreciate it, Liz.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
So talking cars, and, you know, with the auto show going on, I mean, there's a lot of things that we have yet to see. I'm looking forward to some more of the different stories that are going to come out. We've already seen a big story on the Corvette, several pictures of this thing. It looks fast sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine what it's like when you get it out on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something about this time of year when they bring up the Detroit Auto Show. It's almost like, particularly for car people, it's Christmas almost.
Oh, yeah.
They're just kind of looking at it going, ooh, what else are they going to come out with? And I don't know about you, but for me, the fun thing is when they wheel out some of these concept cars.
Yeah.
The stuff you know they're not going to make ever. And you see just what their engineers are coming up with.
Right.
And to see, you know, and some of these you sit here and go, oh, man, if they don't make that, they're nuts.
Well, and you're starting to see the technology to have driverless cars.
Mm-hmm.
Bits and pieces of that are beginning to show up in cars now. Mm-hmm. Blind spot sensors, that sort of
self-parking and all that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Ford's been doing that for quite a while, I think. So.
Yeah.
Let's go on over here to Jay, who's on the line. Jay, welcome to the
show. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I've got a, I don't have it anymore. I had a 95 Pontiac Transport. I got 361,000 miles out of that before I finally had to get rid of it due to mechanical issues. But I just, you know, like the previous lady said, you just have to take care of it. You got to, you know, change the oil, take care of all the things that need to get taken care of.
You feel like when GM decided that Pontiac, that was the end of the line for the brand, you feel like that was sort of a mistake on their part, or do you feel like it was a good thing?
I like the Pontiac, personally. It was a good vehicle for me.
Mm-hmm.
I had kids and grandkids to haul around, so it worked out.
Yeah.
I kind of missed it when they quit making the Transport, or I probably would have bought another Transport.
What about the Aztec?
I'm sorry?
The Pontiac Aztec?
The Aztec? Yeah. I think, do they still make that?
No.
I
don't think so.
They don't make anything Pontiac
anymore.
Any
Pontiac anymore.
But
that's right.
Was that the ugliest car ever made in your mind?
Well, it ain't too bad. You know what was real nice about it is the Transport had the plastic body.
Oh, yeah.
So there wasn't any rust. The reason I had to get rid of it finally is because it actually started rusting underneath the frame and stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, the body looked pretty much new.
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Well, Jay, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for the show.
Okay. But, I wonder if GM won't at some point, when times are better, of course, but at some point won't decide, let's wheel out that Pontiac brand a little bit, even if it's just a specialty thing. You know, it'd be neat to see what they would do with, like, the Fiero or something along those lines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that because it's funny now, Fieros from the 80s, particularly the Fiero GT that they came out with, very collectible.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You're seeing shows with those things there, and kind of makes me feel like I wish I'd have actually driven one back in those days.
Yeah, but when you could afford it.
Yeah, well, and actually, that was when we bought one of the cars that I had. It was between a Ford and a Pontiac Fiero.
Uh-huh.
And we chose the Ford.
Uh-huh.
It was more sensible, I guess. I don't know.
Do you buy new cars or used cars?
We're generally used. Mm-hmm. It'll be lightly used. Mm-hmm. Last car that we bought was just, I think, 9 months old.
Oh, okay.
We found one of those deals where somebody bought it, and then they ended up having another kid and didn't have room in the new vehicle, so they traded it in on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And that vehicle's been very good for us. So, but, you know, I see the wisdom on both sides of it.
Mm.
Because to say, all right, things are a lot less, but with all the incentives that a lot of these automakers will put into getting you to buy a new vehicle, I can see that side of it too.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you'll end up getting something for almost the same money and it's brand new.
Yeah. And it comes with the full warranty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's reasons to buy new vehicles.
Now, have you heard anything else that's coming out of the Detroit Auto Show this year? It's been oddly quiet.
Yeah.
Before this one. And I've seen things like, well, they're looking at things like, what was it, technology or something. You know,
yeah.
Some sort of, you know, like, fuel economy and things like that. And, yeah, some of that's good, but, you know, sexy is what sells to us, I guess. So.
But I'm sort of interested to see how technology gets put into mm-hmm. these vehicles. Not just the driverless driving,
mm-hmm.
but...
Which is a little troubling from my angle. I'm sitting here in this car steering form. Where are we going?
Yeah, where is it going to take me?
And the other thing is if they wire that up with Siri on my phone, I'm going to be a little worried.
Siri, because, take me to the auto show.
You know, and you'll end up like in, you know, Miami or something, you know.
Yeah, because you mispronounced something.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually had, I asked for directions here in the area, and it took me to the wrong side of the road.
Really?
So I'm thinking, all right, if you wire up Siri with my car, and now my car is taking directions from Siri, You'll never get there.
No. Yeah, you'll end up in Nebraska. Or...
Yeah. You have arrived at your destination. No, I haven't.
I'm nowhere near it.
No. What's wrong with Nebraska?
No, I was just saying a state, you know, that's kind of out
random
there.
Random state. Random, yes.
Random state.
It just Nebraska came to his head before Alaska, I guess.
You'll get calls on that. There's people who like Nebraska out there.
But that's another question. Maybe we can ask some people as well at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You hear about this new technology. I mean, all this stuff sounds great and the whole, you know, taking phone calls while you're driving and you don't have to do anything but just say, you know, answer the phone and then here it comes. That's cool stuff.
Right.
But do you feel a little funny about a car driving for you? I'd love to get some people's angle on that one.
Yeah.
That's just...
Would you ever feel comfortable sitting and playing cards while your car drives you down I-94?
Mm-hmm. And think about this. If you're going... Say you're going on a long trip, and I've been on some long trips going down I-75 through the South. You go through Kentucky and Tennessee and Georgia and... You get to points on that highway where people just inexplicably slow down.
Right.
And, okay, wait a minute. My car's roaring up on the bumper there at 75. What are you doing?
Right.
So that bothers me. I guess I'd just rather be in control behind the wheel. If I'm going to be behind the wheel, and I don't always have to be driving in my family. We take turns. But if I'm going to be there, I want to be there. I want to be in control of it. That's just me, I guess. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. It'll be interesting to see what other technology comes out, though, too.
A couple of new cars being shown for the first time in Detroit. The Volkswagen Golf R. And I mentioned a friend of mine who is a hot rodder. That's what he drives.
Oh, okay.
But he's got a last year's model. The new model, this is a small car. The Golf is their Volkswagen's smallest car. Comes with a 290 horsepower, 2-liter turbocharged engine.
So it's a small car, but you'll never actually see but the back side of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a pocket rocket. But overall fuel economy, still 31 miles to the gallon. So you can have a hot rodder. This one is got your name written on it.
Okay.
It's the Porsche 911 Targa. Porsche is dialing up the 911 with two new models, the Targa 4 and 4S, and they're going to feature a roof bar, movable front roof section, and a wraparound rear window. 0 to 60 in 4.6 seconds.
There you go.
But
see, I'm drooling all over the board, but the problem is Porsche is not necessarily in my budget, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but that's only 2/10 of a second faster than the Volkswagen Golf R that's coming out. It'll do 0 to 60 in 4.9 seconds.
Now there's another, and we should talk about this when we get from the break. Volkswagen has kind of been on the warpath of, let's see if we can get some of this North American share of sales. They're doing a lot of stuff. We'll talk about that here for a little bit. Of course, always taking your phone calls, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as the show continues ahead. This is the kind of thing you want to drive to, you know? And it's good that we're talking cars at this point. Interesting thing Michael brought up while the break was going. I said a listener directed us to look up the Camaro Z28. And I did.
Yeah.
And $75,000 sticker price.
And what doesn't it have?
You're not going to believe this. Because it's got everything.
Uh-huh.
But air conditioning.
Why?
I am not traveling in that car then on a hot, scorching summer day.
Why is there no air conditioning?
I don't know. I didn't have a chance to really read through the article to figure out what's going on with that.
They couldn't fit it in, maybe.
We need a listener to who does know. Why doesn't it have air conditioning? That would seem to be a marketing problem.
You would think. You would think, but maybe it's
I mean, the
because
first
it's...
thing that came out of Michael's mouth is, I'm not going to drive that on a hot day.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be driving on a hot or a cold day unless he gets paid a lot. So, you know.
Oh, that's true.
I would like a raise, please.
$75,000 for this thing.
Yeah.
But hopefully, based on everything that I'm seeing, it's supposed to be extremely fast.
And hot.
Yes.
In more than one way.
Guaranteed to be a hot car.
Let's just say you'll be on fire.
Yes.
No, but I've seen Chevy's got some information on their website about this. And, I mean, just looking at the interior, you know this thing is fast because they have, like, the racing seats in there.
No, it's a sexy car.
It'll be interesting. So I guess they're trying to take this. Maybe they're trying to take this up against, like, the Dodge Viper or something like that because it's similar price point, and you know, maybe it's got a similar quickness to it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see what comes out about that in the midst of the auto show, because they're going to be talking about this during the auto show. I'm certain, without a doubt, they'll be mentioning that. So, but that's one thing. Of course, Volkswagen doing some amazing things, and I'd love to tell you about them, but we're out of time.
Already?
Yeah. We're going to continue ahead. The news is coming up. And, of course, we will be here for business for a little while longer.
And Betty
yes,
will be joining us.
So, Betty, hang
hold
tight.
On.
We'll get to you, and we're continuing the show right here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Asthma Allergy Centers of Southwest Michigan. For the office nearest you, visit asthmaallergycenters.com.
43 degrees in Kalamazoo. Yes, you heard me right. 43 degrees. The temperature, they want to sponsor it.
Yes.
The temperature was brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union. The best place for your money, learn more at lmcu.org. And they brought you the 43 degrees.
I tell you what, I'd line up right behind them there. If it, you know, the temperatures this time of year, I would definitely want to sponsor that
yes.
kind of thing. I
yes.
wouldn't want to come in sponsoring, you know, 20 below or anything.
Right.
But,
we didn't do this last week, but 43 degrees.
Hey, we're on board with that. Absolutely. I'll tell you what, Betty's been waiting on the line very patiently. Thank you, Betty, for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Talking to Roger?
Well, you're talking to both of us.
Okay, good. I got a 1985 Crown Vic. Beautiful Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Only 46 actual miles on it. It's gray, two-tone gray with burgundy. Beautiful leather seats. It's just like brand new. Is that considered a classic?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a. And it's only got 46 miles on it? 46,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've never taken it out.
No, it's always been in a heated garage. And now rust on it. It's all chrome spoke wheels. It's got the original white wall spare tire.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah.
And it is in mint condition. I get a lot of lookers. They all love it, but
yeah.
they don't like the price. They used to make the police cars out of these.
Oh,
sure,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of room and a lot of crash protection if somebody runs into you in that car.
Oh, it is a beautiful car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, you know, people have a love affair with their cars. They really do.
Yeah.
And to hear some of the stories of people that have kept them for, you know, I thought I was bad because I've had a couple of different cars over the course of my life where I kept one for, it was 12 years, and the very next one I kept for 10 or 11, and I felt like I was bad. Uh-huh. So suddenly I'm looking like, no, you jump and get rid of your cars too early.
Yeah, there. Boy, you do go through cars there, Jeremy.
Yeah.
But, you know, people holding on to them for that length of time or, you know, 18 years, the other woman that called that talked about that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
A love affair with them.
If you treat your car right, it will treat you right.
Yeah.
I heard that in a commercial somewhere.
That's not where I got it from. That just popped into my head.
Of course. Hey, you know what? I got to ask, Michael.
Yes.
Are you ready with your dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia?
I am ready.
You came up with one?
I came up with three different questions.
Oh, three different questions. Wow.
You can only ask one.
I'll only ask one today.
Go with the strong one.
Okay.
Pick the best question.
All right. You got it set?
I got it set.
Because you know what? I think we're going to go ahead and give away these movie tickets. It feels like a good time to do it.
And the movie we're sending people to?
Oh, you're going to like this one. If you're into any of the Tom Clancy novels or any of that action-type stuff, any of that stuff, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Mm.
So this is going to be a good one. And tell you what, we'll give you the numbers, but you got to listen to the question first, okay?
382-4280. Mm-hmm. 877-382-4280.
Okay, and in order to win, you have to be able to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael has come up with, which is...
All right, this is the NFC-AFC Championship game weekend, so that's the theme of the question.
Okay.
And the question is, what current NFC team has never won an NFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next time we do this, you have to come up with a question for women.
Well, there could be women that know this answer.
What's
could
the odds?
Well, you never know. I don't know what the odds are on that.
I
can't tell you how many women watch sports.
I'll give you a dollar if a woman wins this.
Okay.
You ladies, give, call.
You give me a five if a man wins it.
Oh, boy.
No, that's a little unfair.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it was a fair bet.
Of course, yes. 382-4280. Hey, you know what, ladies? If you call and get it right, Michael gets a buck. You know,
right. I'm a capitalist.
There's
got to be something in it for me.
But and also, you get to be, and this would be the kind of thing where you get to be a hero to whoever, because four-pack here.
Yeah.
So you get to go this coming, if you want to go on Friday, you can go on Saturday, or as long as the movie is playing.
You can be there the first night it shows.
You could be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Be the first person on your block.
And you get to go to a great theater to do it, Celebration Cinema in Portage, and it's a nice place to go see a movie. So, you know, it's not just we're sitting you down in a seat and that's that. There's a lot of stuff that goes with this, too. I mean, you get to go in comfort and
adult
and
beverages,
style.
And good food.
Yeah.
Mm.
So
and a movie.
There. And a movie.
And
yeah.
It's free.
Oh, yeah. It's a movie.
And it's free.
Yeah.
Well, we're not buying the drinks and the food.
No, that's up to you.
Yeah.
That's up to you. But if you
we
think about it.
We have to be honest here.
If you think about it, though, free movie tickets and then all you got to do is take care of the food.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Because parking's free.
There you go.
And so your only expense is a couple of drinks, a little food.
Sure.
Enjoy a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what sex is the person who won?
Male.
No dollar for Michael. Okay.
Dang it.
All right. So who
I thought that was a safe bet.
So who was the winner and what was the correct answer? I have a gut feeling I know the answer, but I'd like to hear.
The winner was John Jackson from Kalamazoo.
Okay.
And the answer is the Detroit Lions.
Okay. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I went with NFC instead of AFC because there were three different teams that had never won an AFC championship game.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, they are?
The Browns, Texans, and Jaguars.
Okay. All right. Two of those I knew. I was not wasn't thinking of the Texans for some reason.
So is it a safe bet anytime there is a question that involves not winning something? Detroit Lions!
If it comes to football, you're probably correct. I mean, they never won the Super Bowl, obviously, because they never won an NFC championship
Detroit
game.
Detroit Lions!
You know, it's the kind of thing that I was having, because being from Ohio, you have similar discussions with Cleveland Browns fans.
And, are they as bad as the Lions?
Well, they've never been to a Super Bowl.
Have the Lions?
No.
Oh.
But the answer that you'll always get from either Lions fans or from Browns fans, for that matter, is,
next year.
You know what? Before there were Super Bowls, if you hear that, I mean, that's the immediate answer as you start laughing. Oh, yeah, okay. 50 years ago, sure.
Because I was young when Super Bowls started.
Yeah, you probably saw the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Green Bay and Kansas City.
There's the stuff. See, and Roger was paying no attention at that point.
I can just tell.
I don't know if I saw it. I have been to some Super Bowl games, but they kept interrupting the commercials with something out there on a grassy field.
Yeah, the halftime show was horrible.
Yeah, I usually mute the TV during the halftime show, or if I'm watching it with somebody else, I won't pay attention because I don't care about that. I care about the game.
You know, the funny thing, we were just discussing the other night the halftime show, and, you know, they've got, what is it, Bruno Mars this year or something, I don't remember. But a few years ago, they had, what was it, Black Eyed Peas, which was the worst show I have ever seen.
Oh, that was horrible.
It was just, I enjoyed the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake thing pre-wardrobe malfunction more than I enjoyed that. But yeah, they got some weird stuff they put on
there. Yeah, and they didn't even sound, their voices didn't sound like normal. They sounded like they were like electric or something you know, like that.
Auto-tune.
Yeah,
probably.
Auto-tune. Yeah, exactly. Electronic voices, that's what I was going
for.
There
you go. And Roger's just kind of like, okay, when you guys are done talking about this, let me know. Really.
When do they have the halftime? Is that sort of in the middle of the game?
Halfway between.
Yeah. Between the end of the second quarter and start of the third.
Okay. I thought that was...
Okay. So, well, get through all of that.
What sporting event was it that they wanted to bring Nickelback to?
That was the Thanksgiving game for the Detroit Lions a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
Sadly, just like any Lions game, nobody was going to show up.
Yeah.
Well, that's just wrong on so many levels.
And we carry ourselves forward. Jeremy Lawrence here with you, along with Roger Taylor. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I'm that one. The Roger Taylor.
And go ahead, Michael. Introduce yourself.
I'm Michael the Wonder Producer.
Well, that had more of like a WWE feel to it there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still working on it.
Still needs work.
Yeah, I'm just picturing you now going... And at the Great American Bash.
And I'm seeing you with a huge belt buckle.
I don't even, like, have a belt on.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask what goes with that. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Whoops.
There's someplace I'm really not interested in that. Michael.
Boy, I've really just embarrassed myself.
Yeah. You got pants on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't the reason you weren't wearing a belt.
Jeans, to be specific.
Okay, all right. Well, Michael recovers from this obviously embarrassing situation.
Yeah.
Rain barrels. This is something that is being brought before, of all places, the Kalamazoo City Commission.
Yeah. And it makes such good sense. But what's interesting to me is, and I'm going to be on the wrong side of the issue from many people's perspective on this.
Okay.
But there are states where it is a crime to have a rain barrel, that the local government is telling you that that's not your water that's falling on your roof and coming down your gutter and into the downspout and into that barrel. That water belongs to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's ironic that here the city is actually going to encourage that. Because it conserves groundwater, it conserves electricity. All of our water here, everywhere, is well water. Nobody in our area drinks Lake Michigan water. like they do in Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. And so if you, they said this will, for the average home, save 1,300 gallons of water a year.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
that's an awful lot of water. Mm-hmm. And it's good water. It's non-chlorinated water for your plants. Chlorine mm-hmm. is not good for plants.
Certainly. Certainly.
And I don't know about fluoride. That's a whole different debate. But
well, I suppose your plants will have really good-looking teeth.
Yeah.
But, you know, with something like this, I kind of think with the – and fortunately there's common sense around here, which there seems to be a lack of in other places. But you got to think in some of these places where they're saying, you can't have that water that's come out of your downspout. It's yeah. not yours. You got to think that if the forefathers were around, they would be looking at that and going, what? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have to agree. What? You can't have the water that falls on your the roof of your
mm-hmm.
house?
Mm-hmm. And you think about it, some of these areas, they don't want you to collect the water and keep it and use it, which most people will use it on their grass, on their yard, that kind of thing, and, well, and various uses like that. And I think, well, wait a minute. If you wanted it to be groundwater, it's going there anyway.
All you're doing is delaying it and making it groundwater a couple of weeks after nature
sure,
made it
yeah.
groundwater.
Just mm-hmm. saving it for a later time.
Yeah.
Now, so it makes sense that they're talking about this, the idea to have a place where you can go to water the lawn, water your plants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, wash a car, I suppose you could do that if you wanted
sure.
to. But I guess they're saying that this would be a good idea. I don't know. I mean, are they looking at the city actually buying rain barrels? Or is this just, hey, we're going to make sure it's okay? I'm curious about that.
Let's see. Attaches to the storm drain. Doesn't say.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be a theoretical thing that they're
be.
Just being
know.
In favor of. People doing that.
It could be. I don't know. Let's find out what Andy has to say. Andy's on the line. Andy, welcome.
Hey, I can hear the spin on it right now. Oh, it's those rich people with all the big houses that are getting all the water.
Yeah. I can't afford a roof that big.
Yeah, I can hear it right now. Yeah. I can just hear it. You know what? That's a pretty good idea, guys. You know, I can't tell you how long there's got quite a few people that I know that actually do that right now, just for watering gardens and whatnot. And I mean, it makes perfect sense. Why not?
Yeah.
No, it's free water falling right on top of you. You might as well,
well
use it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, realistically, you know, if you capture it and disperse it how you want to disperse it, why makes much better use of it.
Yeah, there's very few people that have a rain barrel and are taking that water out of the Great Lakes watershed and selling it to somebody.
Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Aquafina or nobody else like that's going to be putting up a
rain barrel. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're not going to put up a 1 million square foot roof somewhere just to collect the rainwater and sell it.
Right.
Although somebody out there is sitting here going, whoa, never thought of that.
Yeah. Let's make some money.
I'm certain it's occurred to Nestle. But,
right.
Very well have. I don't know.
Well, hey, thanks, guys. Another good show. Have a good night.
Thanks, Andy.
You bet.
Yeah, we had that down.
Oh, that was in stereo.
Yeah.
We haven't even practiced that
yet.
I don't know.
Well, we can call off tonight's practice.
I guess. Yeah. We'll go home early now because we mastered Andy's name. Little else. But we did that, so there's something we can at least point to and say, hey, here's success for the day.
Right.
We've been able to speak together. But, you know, it's funny because I got to thinking about this with these municipalities that say, well, that water is not yours. Would they say the same thing if the water fell in, say, your pond? Then does the water become yours?
They're saying no. That yeah. water that falls out of the sky mm-hmm. belongs to the water authority, whoever provides the water.
Of course, because they made it rain, apparently.
Yeah. So
God had nothing to do with
yeah.
it.
Certainly not. No.
No.
We made it rain. That's our water.
Yeah. and they bill you for it.
Yes, yes, they do.
You know, it's funny because you can actually hear a politician taking credit for that. You know what? That rain we got last week.
that was me.
Yes, thank you for that.
We got all these calls about a drought. We put in the order. And we made it work for you.
And if you don't reelect me the next few years, bad news.
You could just hear that on the other side of it. Da, 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 but my opponent wants to.
Yeah, my opponent wants to bring you drought.
They stand for dry weather.
Yes.
Dry conditions.
Yes.
Dead crops.
I, on the other hand.
I'm for the water.
Yes.
I'm for crops. Yeah, you can just say, and you know, it's funny because you make that joke, but politicians have taken credit for a lot less.
Oh, yeah. Or a lot more, as the case may be.
Could be. I don't know. I'll tell you what, let's check in with, looks like Ellen's on the line. Ellen, you're with the show here. What do you think?
Those states that have the rainfall that doesn't belong to you, and if it floods your property, do you get to sue the government for the damage?
Nope, that's your problem.
Of course. Then the rain is yours.
It's government, Ellen.
Water belonged to them.
Your water ruined my property.
Well, it's not our water right now.
Yeah. Good point, Ellen.
Very true. Thanks, Ellen.
Thank you.
You know, it reminds me of that story about the guy that insured his cigars. You ever hear that story?
No.
He said that he wanted to buy insurance for these expensive cigars that he bought. He thought that he was on top of things here, you know. And then he made a claim on his insurance after he bought these cigars and got the insurance and the whole bit and said that they were destroyed in a series of small fires. The interesting thing about it, the insurance company came along and said, okay, we'll pay it off. The next day, the police showed up and arrested him for arson.
Oh.
So it doesn't pay, I guess.
You burned your property deliberately.
No, but I like that that story. Yeah, they were destroyed in a series of
small
fires.
yes.
But, you know, it's one of those rare things to see. And I guess you got to say hats off to the to the city of Kalamazoo for considering something that has just some good old common sense.
Well, and especially in Kalamazoo, where we have a separate stormwater system from a sanitary sewer. And so a lot of water that gets dumped into the street ends up going right into creeks and lakes without being treated. And holding more of it on your property seems to make some common sense.
Certainly. Well, we gotta go. We'll get together again tomorrow and do it all over again.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.